Blog Talk Radio.
We give God praise on tonight. We thank God. Amen for this word Wednesday in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. heaven and earth will pass away, but he decreed and declared that his word will last forever. So we thank God for the word of Almighty God. Thank God, amen. He said, we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So in the name of Jesus, as we open in prayer, I believe God is going to speak to us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, in your son Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, that you're an awesome God. You're an awesome Savior. We thank God in the name of Jesus, even as you use me tonight to speak your word, God, that you would have your way. You would have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. So as we go into this lesson on tonight, touch your people right where they are. Minister to them right where they are. Speak to them right where they are in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you for the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm excited, amen, about what the Lord is going to share tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. If you can, let's go right to the word of God, the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter number 40. Isaiah chapter number 40, thank God for the viewers, the listeners, everyone assembled with two or more gathered in his name. He said he'd be in the midst of us. So we thank God for the word of God as we go forward. The prophet Isaiah writes something so wonderful in Isaiah chapter number 40, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter number 40. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter number 40. To God be the glory. So many people are going through so much. But this particular chapter, it's a wonderful view of transition. He writes to a message to his people through the prophet Isaiah. God's message to his people. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 1. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. It says, comfort you, my people, saith your God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sins. The voice of him that cry in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Verse 5, and the glory of the Lord, I feel God,
amen.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I want to talk from this thought, from this topic. You're too close to lose your focus. You are too close to lose your focus. That was a message. I don't know when I spoke about it. I think it was either the end of last year or the beginning of this year. I spoke it through a sermon, through a message, through the preached word. But even as I prepared for this week, we've been talking a lot about becoming strong in the spirit. And as we become strong in the spirit, it enables us not to lose our focus. Because there are so many promises that God has made to you and I. And right here in Isaiah, he is reminding his people that he's about to bless them. But in verse number 1, he says this, comfort you, my people, speak comfortably to them. Now, when we think about comfort, we think about maybe a lazy boy or relaxation and putting our feet up and being at ease. What he's saying here is that we should be at ease through the word of God, knowing that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. Have God not said it, and shall it not come to pass? So when we see him speaking through his prophet about what he's about to do to his people, many of us are in different seasons in our lives. Some of us are right here as we look at this scripture. It's a vision of transition. They're being brought out of the land of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. They're transitioning, coming out of the wilderness, and going into the promises of God. This is Babylonian captivity. This is people being from one place into another place. Just like way back in the days of Egypt, here they are in captivity again, God's people, but he's taking them somewhere. He's about to free them from Babylonian captivity, from the Syrians, from so many times where they found themselves in bondage. God said, I'm about to give you double for your sin. I have pardoned your iniquity. Now, this scripture can be misinterpreted. You're telling me, Pastor Anthony, that God rewards sin? No, God does not reward sin. There is a consequence to sin. But this gives us a picture, oh, glory be to God, of God's character. God is a God of second chances. Say amen, somebody. God is a God of grace. I wish I had a believing people tonight. God is a God of love. When people hold us accountable, God is a God of mercy. God is a God of grace. And God is a God that says, listen, I have pardoned. He says it right here. The voice of the Lord, cry out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He says, every valley will be exalted, every mountain will be brought down, the crooked will be made straight, and all the rough areas will be made plain. Sometimes we got confusion in our lives. God says tonight is going to be a calm. Sometimes we got panic. God says replace that tonight with peace. When you feel yourself with insecurity, God says tonight you're going to be secure in me. You are too close to lose your focus tonight. God has you right there. That's why the warfare is raging. That's why the storm is where it is right now in your life. That's why it looks like the warfare is intensifying, because God is about to bless you with a mighty blessing. I'll never forget becoming a new believer. And even though I was on my mom's floor, it did go from bad to worse before I found stability. How many of us can testify to that fact, that it went from bad to worse? Oh, it's in the Word tonight. We're going to look at the life of Joseph, how it went from bad to worse before he got to second in command of Pharaoh. And sometimes as we in transition, we're being shifted from one place to another. That's what we see here in Isaiah chapter number 40. He said, then the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Are there anybody, is there anyone tonight that still want to see his glory? Moses says, show me your glory. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. He says, show me your glory, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Remember over in John chapter number 9, the blind man, where the disciples said, Jesus, who sinned, this young man or his parents? And he told them, neither this guy sinned nor his parents, but that the God would get the glory, that the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Remember, Lazarus died. And he told Martha and Mary, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord revealed. And they begin to believe. And Lazarus, after 4 days in the grave, where he should have been stinking, the glory of the Lord was revealed in that miracle, where he said, Lazarus, come forth. And God's glory was seen by many. He says right here, if there's a crooked place in your life right now, if there's a rough place in your life tonight, God's about to smooth it out. God is about to make that which is crooked straight. There were so many things out of control in my life years ago. There were so many things that I thought I could not get a grip on. There were so many things as an accumulation of my sinful life and lifestyle that I found myself between a rock and a hard place. How many of us can testify of that fact? Maybe that's not you, but some of us are facing, amen, the consequences of some bad decisions that we have made. But God says, be of good comfort. Be of good cheer on tonight, because God is up to something wonderful in your life and in my life. Turn your Bibles to the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse number 1. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse number 1. Because even as we see the shift and the transition, we also see God doing this in some of our lives. In Psalm number 23, it says that he make us lie down near green pastures and by the still waters. Many of us are living a hectic life where we're in the rat race. And sometimes when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're trying to keep up, when we're trying to do everything, because those of us who are responsible sometimes carry those who are not responsible. I need to say that one more time. Sometimes those of us who are responsible carry those who are irresponsible. And if we're not careful, we can resent those who are irresponsible when we are responsible. Oh, glory be to God. Y'all remember the story of the prodigal son? The son that thought he did everything right, he resented his brother that blew his money, that said, give me my portion. I'm going to go and I'm going to just blow my inheritance. And that's just what he did. He was irresponsible with his father's money. And he blew everything. So much so that he was eating with the pigs. He was eating with swine. And his brother thought he should have faced the music. But his father said, my son was lost and now is found. Glory be to God. He was blind and now he could see. I'm so glad God didn't give up on me when I was in my mess. I'm so glad I had a praying mother when I didn't know Jesus for myself. Can I get an amen somewhere? When I was getting high and getting drunk, I had a responsible mother who kept a roof over our heads. I had a responsible mother who prayed. And when I did get in trouble with the law, I was in back of a police car being taken downtown to be booked. And I had a praying mother. And it's like the Red Sea. It's like the police officers just pulled over and let me and my friend out. And that's why I'm here talking tonight. That's why I'm here preaching and teaching tonight, because God had a plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's plan will prevail. I said it on Sunday. Our humanity do not disqualify us from our destiny. I did something stupid as a young person. I did something real dumb. Me and my friend did something unthinkable. But I had a praying mother. Keep praying for your children, Mom. Father, keep praying for those kids. Grandfather, grandmother, it doesn't look promising right now, sometime over that child, what they're doing, how they're behaving, how they're acting, but you keep praying. You keep believing for your children, your posterity, your offspring, and watch what God do. I say you're too close to lose your focus. Don't let their behavior distract you. Don't let what they're doing and not doing. They should be in church. They should be tithing. They should be believing the word of God and praying. You raised them better than that. They should know better. But the word says, David wrote it. He said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will not forsake you. God will not abandon you. And I understand some of y'all are in a hard place. So many people are going through so much. Matter of fact, hold your place. This is not even in my notes tonight, but hold your place in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. We're going there, but God is telling me to go here first. We was in Isaiah chapter number 40. Now go to Isaiah chapter number 43, three chapters over. This is not even in my notes, but somebody need to see it tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody needs to see this tonight and to be reminded. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse number 2. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse number 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you or overtake you. You will not drown. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame remain or kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Glory, glory, glory. Look at verse number 18 and 19. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I will even make a way in the wilderness. The people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. He says in chapter number 2, you will survive the fire. You will survive the flood. And when you come through as pure gold, remember not the former things. I'm doing a new thing. He says, this too will pass. If you're in that hard place, if you're in a fiery situation, if you're being tested right now, remember, it's just a test. It's just a test of your faith. You're too close to lose your focus. He said, when you go through these trials, when you go through tribulation, when you go through hardship, do not lose your faith. Do not lose your focus. Koro o shaba akati. Re kele ekobo o kata. People of God, God is up to something wonderful in your life. But he cannot spare you and I from hardships, from trials, from tribulation. Jesus said it himself before he ascended into glory and was seated at the right hand of God the Father. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. You and I are going to go through. We're going to go through. I never saw cancer coming, but it happened. I didn't think I deserved it. I did not want it. I did not want to experience it, but it happened. It was like fire. It was like so many times I thought I was going to drown and lose my mind. Sometimes the pain and the fire and the trial was so enormous. But here I am on the other side of it. Please hear God tonight. Matter of fact, let's give him a praise right there, because I know you got a testimony too. If you have gone through anything, maybe you've been evicted before and God gave you another apartment. Maybe your car was repossessed and God gave you another automobile. Maybe you got a pink slip and God gave you another way to make money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you've been married before and found yourself in divorce court and God gave you another good marriage. Maybe that was you battling sickness and disease and now you're on the other side of it. Let's give God a praise. Let's give God hallelujah. Let's give God hallelujah, the fruit of our lips, and say, God, I thank you. Yes, I'm in a hard place again, but God, I thank you for bringing me forth. I thank you for bringing me through before. I thank you when there was a way out of no way before. You brought me through. You brought me over. You brought me around it. And God, I know you're going to do it again. I'm too close to lose my focus. There are so many people that left church, left God, left the faith. When things got hard, they quit on God, quit on themselves, gave up. And God is saying to us tonight, it's too soon to quit. It's too soon to throw in the towel. Never give up. Never quit. Never throw in the towel, because God is able to do anything but fail. Pastor Anthony, do you ever feel like quitting? Absolutely. Pastor Anthony, do sometimes you just want to give up? No doubt about it. But God, I don't know who that's for tonight. I know I got an agreement in the building, in the room, wherever you're listening to me tonight. I know you felt like quitting sometimes. I know you felt like giving up. But something on the inside, there's something that rose up. There's something beyond your natural ability that said no. Move forward by faith. We got a banner in our church that says those very words. Move forward by faith. Keep it moving, beloved. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. You're too close to lose focus. Some of you are right on the brink of a breakthrough. I mean, you're right at the door. You are right there where God is about to bless you in a mighty way. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 1. Because there are certain things that we got to believe, we got to know. He said we can't be double-minded. We can't be between two opinions. We can't be to and fro, but we got to be steadfast. We got to have our mind set on the things of God. We have to be just so in a place where we trust God. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is in heaven. Verse number 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident. Rather, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, they are a new creature. The old have gone. Behold, everything hath been made new. Verse number 21. For he has made him sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness in God through him. We are righteous because Jesus is righteous. It said we know that we have a house made in heaven, not made by human hands. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Where I am, you will be there also. And we believe it. And God is saying to us tonight that if we can believe God for eternal life, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but shall have eternal life. We believe John 3:16. That's why we are Christian tonight. We believe 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We have a house not built with human hands. We believe the word of God to be apart from the body is to be with the Lord. How much more should we believe him when we're facing trials? How much more should we believe God when it doesn't look good for us in the natural? How much more do we need to believe God when things aren't working out for us? Get your joy back. Get your praise back. Get your victory back. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Nobody's turning up the heat but the Antichrist, because he know you're a believer. Jesus said many Christs will come, but we got to believe in the new Christ. I know of someone who grew up in the things of God, who grew up with sound doctrine, and now they're believing something different. And if we're not careful, this is why we can't lose our focus. We're too close. You got to know in whom you believe. And you got to know what you believe. That's why I go on these Wednesday nights. I go to the Word. I don't try to use my opinion. I just try to elaborate on the written Word of God. That's why we went to Isaiah 40, Isaiah chapter 43, and now 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, chapter number 5. And now we're going over to Romans chapter number 8, because we need to know what we know. He said, therefore we know this is going to happen. So I believe God for you tonight that all things, I love God. I'm going to quote it, but I want to read it first. Romans chapter number 8. Turn your Bibles back to the book of Romans chapter number 8. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this is helping somebody tonight because it's helping me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is. Because we all are going through something. We all are facing trials of many kinds. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That's why I showed you we are the righteous. So here comes the enemy. That's why the Bible says we got to take up our cross daily. We got to die to this flesh daily. because we cannot do this in our own strength. We cannot do this thing in the natural. Amen, somebody. Matter of fact, I don't know why I'm jumping around tonight, but go back very quickly. We're going to go to Romans chapter number 8, but go back to Isaiah chapter number 40. Look at the end of Isaiah chapter number 40, because I meant to look at it when we were there earlier. Isaiah chapter number 40. Because a lot of people are feeling burnt out. A lot of people are feeling worn out. People are getting tired and weary. Even though the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for you'll reap a harvest if you faint not. This Christian walk, I tell you, it's not easy. This is not an easy age for the believer. The dispensation of grace is upon us. He said, in that day I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. My sons and my daughters will prophesy. My young men will dream dreams, and the old men will have visions. And my sons and my daughters will prophesy. We are in that day where he poured out his spirit upon all flesh. But guess what? We get tired. We get weary. We get exhausted. And I want to look at the end of Isaiah to remind you that when you feel like you're doing it in your own strength, when you feel like you can't take it any longer, listen to what he says at the end of Isaiah chapter number 40. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increase their strength. Even the youth, even young people, get weary. Amen. And the young people fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. This is why we got to pray. Because when we get tired, when we get weary, when we get burnt out, when we get worn out, he said he will renew your strength. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They will run and not get weary. Run your race, beloved. They will walk and not faint. Walk in love. Walk by faith and not by sight. Because as you keep it moving, God gonna give you strength for another day. God gonna give you strength for the journey. God is gonna renew your strength. And you don't know where it's gonna come from, but you're gonna feel like, I feel my strength coming back. They used to say in the old church, I feel my help coming back. Amen, somebody. There's some arms in your back. There's a greater one on the inside of you than he that is in this world. And even when you feel like you can't go on, God says, you're too close to lose your focus, and you're too close to give up now. Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. On this Word Wednesday, we went to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Now we went to the New Testament book of Romans and Corinthians. These two churches that Paul founded, they were getting tired. The church at Corinth had a lot of drama going on. And Paul wrote to them, and he says, walk by faith and not by sight. And he writes to his Jewish brothers and sisters, to the church at Rome, and he says this, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. One of my favorite pastimes is to watch. My wife and I love this show. It's a Food Network show called Chopped. And on the show, there are four contestants. And they have a basket that they don't know what's in the basket. But there's always food items in the basket. And as they open the basket, it's a mystery basket. There are always food items in there that they have to take it, and no matter what it is, they got to improvise, do something new with the ingredients, and make a wonderful dish out of it. And I thought about that even as I said and I read, all things work together for the good of those who love God. They take that basket. It can be leftover bread. It can be leftover ice cream cones. It can be leftover soup. It can be leftover chicken or meat or beef. It can be something out of the ordinary, like a honey, a vinegar, a oil. And they got to take these ingredients and make something wonderful out of it. And the person that comes up with the best dish don't get chopped, but they get to advance and move on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God says that about you and I. I'll take the broken areas of your life and make something wonderful out of it. I'll take your failures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And make something beautiful out of it. I'll take your mistakes and I'll manifest something that looks wonderful and something that you'll be proud of. That's why the word says all things, the negative, the positive, the good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly, the painful, and the praiseworthy. I'll take everything that happens in your life and I'll make something beautiful out of it. This is why the glory of the Lord only can be revealed if we stick around long enough to see it. His disciples wanted to give up. They were giving up. When Jesus rose from the dead and he appeared to them, they had unbelief in their heart. And he rebuked them for the hardness of their heart and their unbelief because they wanted to give up. And God is saying to you and I tonight, it's too soon to quit. Amen, somebody. Let the Lord encourage your heart. Find yourself praying in the morning. Find yourself praying at night. Find yourself praying at midday. I have the kind of job where sometimes it's just me, myself, and I. And I can pray. I can Google a scripture. I can be reminded that God is with me. Come on, somebody. Wherever you are, whoever you are, God is with you. And if God be for you, can we continue to read and see that? He says in verse 28, all things work together for the good of those who call by God, called according to his purpose. Look at verse number 30. Moreover, whom he predestinated, he called. Who he called, he justified. Who he justified, he glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of God? And if you keep reading, some of us are going through those items that he lists, trials, tribulation, famine, persecution, nakedness, come on, distress, tribulation, peril. Some of us are right there. Glory be to God. Principalities, powers, heights, depths, There are things in the natural that's trying to hinder you and I from getting to our destination in God. And God tells us to press. God is telling somebody tonight to keep pushing. God is telling somebody tonight to keep knocking. God is telling somebody tonight to keep trusting, to keep praying, to keep believing, to keep expecting. That's the God that you and I are serving. Turn your Bibles. Let's look at this example right here over in Exodus chapter number 14, verse number 11. They were between a rock and a hard place. God brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of bondage. God freed them. They saw the plagues. They saw Pharaoh bow down to the one and true God. But God tells Moses, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. In other words, what's about to happen to the people of God, God is kind of behind it. Pastor Anthony, are you saying God is tempting the people with evil? Absolutely not. God is trying to show the people of God who he is. And he has orchestrated a plan to get them to put their trust back in him. And that's what God is saying to you and I tonight. I need you to trust me. Even in the midst of your circumstances that you're facing right now, I need you to trust me. And right now, the people of God, back in Moses' day, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. After Pharaoh let them go, he get his best chariots, and he said, I'm going to get my property back. I'm going to get my slaves back. I'm going to put them back in slavery and to put them back in bondage. It's surprising to people, but it's no surprise to God. I don't know who that's for. Maybe your unexpected circumstances that you're facing tonight, it may have surprised you, but it's no surprise to God. This is why we got to go back to God. We got to go to the author and finisher of our faith. We have to look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. He said, pray to me, cry to me. Even after we go off to the air tonight, read Psalm number 91. I found myself reading that today. Psalm number 91. When I was in a hospital, God told me plainly and clearly and repeatedly to read that psalm every day while I was in the hospital. Not only did I read it every day, I read it some days more than once a day, where I got to the place where I memorized the whole text. And God is saying that to somebody tonight. Read it and remind yourself, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but you're not going to fall, baby. You're not going to fail. It will come, it won't even come near your dwelling. It will not even come near you, God says. Are you in Exodus chapter number 14? Look at verse number 11. They were also in a hard place. I'm not going to get to all the scriptures I wanted to get to tonight. I wanted to get to Joseph. I may get there. I wanted to get to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I may get there, but right now God told me to go to the Red Sea, the story of the Red Sea. Exodus chapter number 14, verse number 11. They were in a hard place, and look at their response. And they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. See, when I got a chance to get out of where I was in life, I said yes to it. But there are some people that God is going to give the opportunity for a better life, and they're not going to say yes to it. It's unfortunate, but everybody's not going to want to go because it's going to require something of them, and it's going to require something of us. I didn't see myself advancing or where I am today with certain things happening. I've been at my job for 30 years, and a lot of guys that I started with are now retiring. They're talking about their retiring. I talked to two guys today who told me that they're leaving before the end of this year, and those are my peers. Those are the ones that are looking at the door. They're taking their pension plan, and they're going to take that pension along with their Social Security, and they're going to just do whatever they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're leaving FedEx. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing where you can make your plans, but you got to make your plans and submit them to God. I forgot what proverb it is, but it said, only a man plans succeed when they put them in the plans of God. And it doesn't matter my strategy, my wife's strategy, or what we want. God has already stepped into tomorrow and made it right. So as I see some of my coworkers retiring, and I'm also, you know, looking at age 60 or 62, I don't know what God going to do. But I'm at that stage where, you know, I'm 54, 55 this year. I'm looking toward retirement, and it's a wonderful season in my life. But when God gave me a way out of my natural circumstances to become a believer and to believe him and to walk by faith and not by sight, I said yes to it. And here we have a people saying to Moses, did we not tell you to leave us alone? Verse number 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, and you will see the glory and the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you're going to see no more. The Lord going to fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. I'm going to stop right there. They're at the Red Sea. They can't move forward. The chariots are coming from behind them. They can't go back. There are mountains on both sides of them, and there's no way out. There is no answer. There's no solution to this dilemma. And Moses plainly told them, hold your peace. This enemy that's charging behind you, you're going to see them no more. Some of you have enemies and they're barking real loud today. You see them on Facebook. They have gathered people, and all those people are against you with them. There are some people that just don't like you, and they're plotting against you. And God is telling you and me tonight, hold your peace. I'll fight your battles. I got this. Woo! Glory be to God. It's a wonderful thing to believe God. Don't be between two opinions. I mean, you can look at the State of the Union address. I'm watching our leaders, our politicians. One side of the room is stone-faced and not clapping about anything, and the other side of the room is clapping at any and everything said. And I said, God, the whole world is watching division. The whole world is watching separation. The whole world is watching a U.S. that's kind of split down the middle. And you're telling us as believers not to be double-minded, but to be kingdom-minded. We have to believe the word, people of God. You're too close to lose your focus. It's a hard time in which we're living. It's a hard season for many of us. I don't know where you are in your marriage. I don't know where you are in your money. I don't know where you are in your ministry. But I know so many of us Christians are going through a lot. And God says to you and I tonight, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will show you what to do. David said, don't look at evil doers and you think they're prospering. He said, fret not because of it. Because I've seen people before think they're getting away with murder, think they're getting away with just doing evil and mistreating people. And he said, I look up now and I don't see those people anymore. Even in my young life, I've seen some violent people. I've seen some people that live by the sword and they actually died that way. And I've seen the Bible come to pass. I've seen some people who've been abusive, who've been mistreating people, and now it's being reciprocated back to them. And God is telling you and I tonight to keep the faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. We're so close to the blessing. We're too close to give up. The things that we've been praying about, the things that we've been believing you for, the things that we want that only you can do, only you can deliver. God, for somebody tonight, they needed to hear that they're closer than they've ever been to it. So God, I thank you for everyone tonight under the sound of our voice. Those who need a healing, it's already done. Those who need a financial breakthrough, it's already done. Yes, you who are standing in the need of a miracle, God says it's done. So receive it by faith on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Please go to our website, nccmonline.org, and sow a seed, give us an offering. We're doing the work of the Lord in the city of Hillside, New Jersey. That's our local location. That's our local church. That's our on-site local church. If you are in the New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania area, it's not too far for you to come to 1482 Maple Avenue. Our service starts at 12:30 p.m. There is a word from the Lord for you this Sunday. Please bring somebody to church, or if you know somebody who lives in this area, text them, Facebook them, send them something about our church, send them the information, and tell them to get on over to New Creation Christian Ministries, because that's a powerful ministry doing the work of the Lord. They will not be disappointed. Amen. And continue to pray for Pastor Rebecca and myself, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. And we'll continue to pray for you and your family. We love you with the love of Jesus. And we thank God for you tuning in. Tell a friend, a coworker, a family member about these Word Wednesdays. Give them the number. And we believe that God is going to bless them through this teaching and preaching. Again, we looking to be on Facebook Live again on next Wednesday. We're doing it through the internet and through Facebook Live, and hopefully we face some difficulties today. Hopefully we'll have everything working on next week. To God be the glory for those of you who wanted to see us live on Facebook again. God bless you. Good night, everyone. We thank God for you tonight. Love you. Good night.